white pages disappearing. That's something new in the world of business. And what about free shipping? Well, John Taylor's with us with Stern AG and Leach. Looks like that could be a good ploy to get people to shop, John.
Yeah, it's interesting that the retailers, there's a real price war heating up for the Christmas season. Let's begin by talking about what FedEx expects to see this holiday season. They've already projected that they think that December the 13th of this year will be the busiest day in the history of FedEx. They expect to hit 16 million shipments globally on that day, which will break the record previously. And they're expecting holiday shipments to be up about 11 to 12%, actually 12.6%. They handled 14.2 million packages on their busiest day last year. And Walmart's jumping into the fray. You probably saw this a day or so ago. Walmart says that they're going to provide free shipping from their website on 60,000 items. And this is incredible. It's going to include electronics, which is, of course, a hot segment during the holiday season, and some of the most expensive things to ship, typically because they're heavy and bulky, but free shipment. And the other thing that's interesting is no minimum purchase size. So clearly Walmart taking direct aim at Amazon and some of the other online retailers, and it appears that many of them will follow suit, so you'll probably be able to get free shipment on whatever you order this holiday season. Let's talk about home prices for just a minute. We know that that's something we continue to track because I guess, ground zero, if you will, for this crisis that we had that sent us into this 70-year-old, worst tailspin in 70 years, and the economy began with subprime mortgages and housing prices. Well, now that the first-time homebuyer's credit is completely gone, we're seeing what we were afraid we would see, and that was a drop-off in housing prices and sales. The National Association of Realtors says that in half of the U.S. metropolitan areas in the third quarter, that the price of a single-family home did drop. Just in case you're curious, the average price for July through September of a single-family home, average price nationwide, was $177,900. One of the other things, since we know that, talking about that crisis, we know that the government, that is you and I, bailed out seemingly everybody except ourselves a couple years ago. One of the companies, of course, the government threw hundreds of billions of dollars into saving was AIG, American International Group, biggest insurance company in the world. At the time, well, Prudential has recently bought two of their Japanese units, which is going to allow AIG to repay $15 to $20 billion of that money back to the federal government. And Prudential is paying for that by $1 billion stock offering. They sold $1 billion worth of shares yesterday at $54.50 a share, going to use the proceeds to pay for those things that they bought from AIG. And things are not great for everybody. You probably saw yesterday that Cisco, one of the bellwether technology stocks, lost almost $4 a share, dropped about 16%. This was after they gave a kind of a weak outlook for the rest of the year and the remaining part of this quarter. Pointed weakening government spending. That's an oxymoron, weakness in government spending, but we hope it happens. And one other company reporting a difficulty is Wendy's Arby's. Many people may not realize that Wendy's and Arby's are owned by the same publicly traded company. They showed a 1.7% drop in sales at Wendy's, almost a 6% drop at Arby's. So I guess not everyone's thinking Arby's. But one of the things they pointed to in their drop in profits was rising commodity costs. And, Bill, that's something you and I continue to talk about. We've seen that mentioned by Kraft, by Clorox, and now by Wendy's Arby's.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Certainly that inflation devil is out there.
Yeah, the inflation that doesn't exist that you didn't get in your Social Security check, yeah.
That's right. That's another topic, probably be in one of your columns before. I know you follow those things pretty closely, I know, in the Times Record.
Yeah.
Anything special this week?
I'll be talking about reverse mortgages this week. The government's recently issued some new guidelines on that, warning consumers about reverse mortgages. And with the drop in Social Security and low interest rates, a lot of, quote, seniors, whoever they are turning to reverse mortgages. So, word of caution.
All right. We'll look for that, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.